Welcome to the Wellness Help Desk with your host, Nikkei Lamoti, certified wellness coach and personal trainer. A wellness podcast focused on providing practical tips on how to curate a healthy lifestyle uniquely for you, where we discuss wellness hot topics with expert guests and have real candid conversations. It's the one-stop shop you need to get the help you've been looking for. Let's dive in. Hey, what's up? And welcome to the Wellness Help Desk. I'm your host, Nikkei Lamoti, and this is episode 41. Okay, so I'm nervous and excited to talk about this podcast episode topic today. First of all, when I realized that the next release date for a podcast episode was going to be Valentine's Day, I was like, okay, I have to do an episode on love. Like, come on. But then I started to like freak out a little bit because I was like, I don't know. That means I got to really share in my heart and I don't know about that. But nevertheless, Valentine's Day for many, many years up until my healing journey 3 years ago was always such a hard time for me, mostly around the fact like I didn't have a boyfriend that could shower me with flowers and adoration and a date night. And really what was going on at the root of all of that was, oh my gosh, this is just reaffirming my fear of abandonment, that I will never be chosen, that I will always be alone. And that just exacerbated everything that was going on with Valentine's Day. But today I'm going to share a part of my story and how it relates to the first gen eldest daughter lived experience and receiving love, but not from other people. So if you feel like you just want to be seen and heard and appreciated for who you are, not what you do, that people can really see you for you and not what you can do for them, like this is the right episode for you to listen to. And I'm hoping that through what I share, it will empower and encourage you to love yourself deeper. I know it sounds so cliche, so basic, but it's the simple things, honestly, that are so transformational. So what the oldest daughters receive is a lot of responsibility all the time, a lot of expectations from everyone, from your parents to your siblings to the aunties and the uncles. Everyone has these expectations for the eldest daughter. And you also get a lot of requests. Can you do this? Can you help out with that? Are you planning this? Right? That all falls on you. But what the eldest daughter truly wants, what us eldest daughters really desire at the core, is for someone to just show up for us in the same way we show up for everybody else. That's it. We want people to show up for us like we do everyone else. And so we're going to take it back a little bit. All right. We're going to rewind to 2021 when I was in the throes of caregiving full time for my mom in Columbus, Ohio. And I just realized, you know, I've been showing up and serving my parents, my patients, family, friends, and everyone in between throughout the years. And when I say throughout the years, I really should just been like my whole life, right? And I realized that, you know, as the oldest, I had always been expected to know better, to be the example, to be responsible. So of course, once I transitioned into adulthood, like I just maintained that same energy to care for everyone around me. And so this led to resentment in a lot of my relationships. And to be quite honest, this resentment was never vocalized. It was internalized, which I feel like is worse because then you're still serving this person, but you have all this pent up resentment towards them. Right? It led me to be frustrated that everything I did still wasn't giving me what I truly wanted from that individual. So even if I neglected myself, I turned down something I wanted to do, or I went out of my way and bent over backwards to be there for this person, to make something happen for them, their response of just minimizing it, overseeing the magnitude of what I did to help them and just kind of being like, oh yeah, whatever, like being so nonchalant about it, like, duh, like that's what you're supposed to do, or duh, that's your role in my life. It frustrated me. or I had a lot of anger that I just want to be free to do whatever I want like everybody else. It angered me that I always had to be the one to assume the hat of responsibility in the group of people or amongst the group of siblings or amongst the group of family. And it's so funny I'm saying this, and the first thing that my brain offered me is when my grandmother unexpectedly passed away and we're sitting in this funeral home, and my mom at the time, she still was going through the Alzheimer's type of symptoms. So cognitively, like her executive functioning just really wasn't there to make big decisions. But my grandmother's sister was in the room. And when the funeral director was like, okay, so who am I talking to? My grandmother's aunt literally looked at me. I was like, oh, you can talk to her. And in my mind, I'm like, I was angry. Like, no, why am I the one who's assuming the responsibility in this situation? This doesn't even make any sense. Like, you are her sister. So I just had anger. Like, I just want the freedom to do whatever I want, like everybody else. And the discouragement of wondering if anyone would ever have my back like I did theirs. That terrified me, especially when I thought about like how my dad was really lonely towards the end of his life. And I'm like, man, when I really need it, will anyone be able to come through and have my back like I do theirs? And so fast forward to the present, 2024, and this is no longer my reality. And it's not because I stopped being the eldest daughter, first gen, or that I stopped showing up for people, but it's because I finally decided to look inward. Like, for so long, I was looking around at everyone else and how they could improve, how they should change, how they needed to adapt in order to really, truly love and support me. But I never, ever stopped to consider just looking in the mirror at myself. And to be honest, to say this is like, oh, that's deep, but I just really didn't think to look in the mirror at myself because I already had this perception that I was perfect. Like, to me, I was doing everything right. Everybody else was doing everything wrong. They were the ones who needed the change. They were the ones who needed to be more selfless. They were the ones who needed to show up for me more like I was showing up for them. And I just didn't see it as I need to change. It was others need to change. And so once I looked inward, so many areas were illuminated where I had put limitations on myself. And it was mostly limitations on how I could just love myself in action every single day instead of outsourcing that power to everybody else. I want to give you an example of this. So whenever I moved to Columbus, I was like orchestrated my move and, you know, hired movers and, you know, went through pods, like all of these different things. And I didn't really know anyone in Columbus. The only person I knew was the person that I was moving in with as my roommate. But it's interesting that I decided to do everything myself. Like, I hired the movers. First of all, I didn't reach out to any of my family that lived 45 minutes away if they could come and help me. I hired movers, but then I started moving my stuff before movers even got there. Like, I think I arrived super early to the apartment and I just started moving them, like moving my stuff. I was like, well, I have like 3 hours. I'm going to just start doing it myself. And I, in that moment, was putting a limitation on how I could love myself. I'm like, why couldn't I love myself enough to be patient and wait for the movers? Why couldn't I have loved myself enough to reach out to the family that was just 45 minutes away to see if they could come and help me move? So these are ways, in this one example, I was putting limitations on how I could just love myself in action and have my own back. And so once I started making my needs a priority, loving myself in action and not putting the limitations on myself on how I could love myself, so much began to change. So my relationships with my siblings improved and deepened. The communication was so much better. And the authenticity of how I was showing up was real. Like, I don't even know what other way to say it. Like, I felt like I wasn't through a facade or a filter of I'm the big sister being most responsible. It was just like, no, here I am. Here's how I feel about these situations. And it just deepened and improved my relationship with my siblings. I started to enjoy being around my family more regularly instead of avoiding it because I didn't want to go into the times with people making requests or asking me about this or asking me to do that. It helped me to go into times with family and just be present and just enjoy it and love myself knowing that when a request came up, I would know how to handle it. I would know how to trust what I had capacity for. I would know how to say no. I was able to be a caregiver for my mom from a place of desire instead of obligation, which if you've ever had to care for someone out of obligation, it feels so different in those really rough moments versus you doing it out of desire, even when the moments are really hard. If you want to care for someone out of desire, it just hits different. I also received a job promotion, which that was me loving myself to believe I was worthy of more. And it's to this day evidence for my brain that this is what's possible when you love yourself in action. So I received a job promotion. I got to travel as a digital nomad, which that whole journey, if you've been listening for the podcast for like the last couple years, you were here when I was preparing for this journey, when I was on this journey, recording podcast episodes, literally in parking garages in Atlanta. Like, you've been here during that time. But that whole journey was a huge me loving myself in action. And I entered my first dating relationship and I stopped entertaining trash guys. Like, this was the biggest evidence for my brain of, look what happens when you just love yourself in action, when you stop putting limitations on how you can love yourself. So nurturing my inner world literally changed everything around me for the better. And when I say inner world, I really just mean the relationship with myself, the relationship with yourself. And so every eldest daughter deserves to be showered with mutual respect, love, kindness, and most importantly, support, which we want. But in order to see a shift in your life, to receive these things and experience these things and feel loved for who you are and not what you do, you have to start inward. Like, first and foremost, how do you treat you? How do you talk to yourself? Are you listening to what you need from what your body is communicating? And it's not looking outward at everyone else to be responsible for those things. If you want to receive unconditional love, you have to start looking inward. Start providing that to yourself first. Now, I want to say this caveat because it's extremely important, especially through the lens of a first-gen eldest daughter. Since you entered the role of eldest daughter, you learn to take care of everything and everyone else and neglect yourself. You learned early on that what you needed, what you thought, or what you felt didn't matter right now because right now is not important in comparison to needing to translate for your parents, needing to help your siblings eat dinner and do their homework, or needing to ensure that your family was surviving and they were going to continue to have a roof over their head, food on the table. But I do want to say that you can now show up and advocate and love on the little you in the way that she needed someone to see and love her back then. You can be that for her now. It's possible. And so while I looked around at everyone else to be the solution to me feeling appreciated, seen, and loved for who I was and not what I did, the real answer was I just needed to go inward. I just needed to look at myself in the mirror. And so in one-on-one coaching, I help you nurture the parts of you that have been neglected since you took on that title of eldest daughter, so that you can finally experience being treated in the way that you show up and serve others. You can finally feel appreciated for who you are and not what you do. And who knows? Look at the amazing results that happened in my life because I decided to love me, to go inward. Imagine what else is possible for you. So schedule a consultation call via the link in the show notes to learn more about one-on-one coaching and how I can specifically help you. On this Valentine's Day, I am no longer struggling with like being single, don't have the partner, And honestly, it's not because, you know, I achieved this, like, I don't know, woo-woo type of I'm above everything. I just learned how to have my own back and how to love myself. I just learned how to love myself in action. And you know what is a part of loving yourself in action? It's being extremely kind to yourself, being compassionate to yourself, and uplifting yourself when you have real human emotion, when you feel real human things. So be kind to yourself, extend grace to yourself. And my first and eldest daughters, you need it times 10. Be kind to yourself and extend compassion to yourself. We'll catch y'all on the next episode. Happy Valentine's Day.
That's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the episode today, head over and leave me a review. This helps others find the podcast and be one step closer to curating their healthy lifestyle. Come connect with me over on Instagram at @Nike_Lamoti. And if social isn't your thing, join my beautiful newsletter community via the link in the show notes. To learn more about exclusive one-on-one wellness coaching, head over to rndwellness.com. As always, remember to give yourself grace.